Han vår är vår vår ge vår kvinnor på. Amen. Today is the final Sunday of the year. And as many of us do as the year comes to a conclusion, we take into account what has happened in this past year. The good things and the bad things. Where we have succeeded and where we have failed. And how we can fix that for the coming year. In today's gospel, we hear a parable that Christ tells of a nobleman who leaves his house and then comes back. But before he departs, he gives each of his servants gold. Mina. He gives them gold. And he gives each one a different amount. And he tells them, he gives them only one command. He says, do business with this until I return. He does not say, wait for me. He does not say, stay out of trouble. But rather, he says, do something with what I have given you. Now, the gospel doesn't explain this particularly well, but as all the church fathers have explained, the nobleman represents Christ. His departure represents his ascension into heaven, and that his return is going to be certain, that he will return. And this time in between his ascension, his departure, and his return is the time we are living in now. And the time that we are living in now is the time that we are called to trust in Christ, to trust in him. That gold that he gives us are the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us. Faith, knowledge in God, life in the church, ways to live out our life in this world and our faith in this world. But the other thing is we notice that there's a difference. Every one of the servants gets something different. One gets 10 pieces of gold, another one gets 5 pieces of gold, another one gets 1 piece of gold. But the difference is not in how much each one is given. The difference is in how they respond to it. What do they use that gold for? And we may be tempted to measure ourselves the same way. We may tempt ourselves to say, what have we avoided doing this year, as opposed to what have we actually done? We sometimes think, oh, this is how much I have left over at the end of the year, as opposed to saying, this is how much I could have had, I could have succeeded in, I could have accomplished at the end of the year. Every year in January, we do New Year's resolutions. And as is the custom, I shouldn't say the custom, but as the surveys say, those New Year's resolutions only last a couple of weeks. Sometimes we are able to do it throughout the entire year, but very rarely does this happen. And there's one example of a man that one time decided that he was going to go to the gym. He was going to start to get in shape. He needed to lose a couple of pounds. And so he decides, I'm going to go start going to the gym. And so he goes to the gym. He buys his membership. He gets his card or his key to be able to go into the gym. He even goes and buys clothing to go to the gym. And he starts going. He's ready to go, and he starts to go. But then life gets in the way. He starts to get more busy. Work becomes more demanding. And little by little, he stops going. By the end of the year, he still has his membership, he still has the key, the card to go there, he still has the clothing, but he has not gained anything, nor has he lost anything. And this is what the third servant in the gospel reading today is like. He has been given everything to use, but he doesn't use it. And at the end, when he is called to show account for it, he has nothing to show. He has everything left with what he was given. This is because he was afraid. And he says this. He says, I was afraid of you, because I know you reap where you do not sow. He was afraid. And this is what fear does to us. If we think about it truly, fear says, I don't want to risk it. Fear says, I don't want to fail. Fear even says, I'll start later when it's the right moment. And we hear this all the time. Not now, but when it's the right moment, I'm going to do what I need to do. And we really know that that moment never comes around, because there's always things that come up in between. St. John Chrysostom says, not doing good is to do evil. This is what evil does to us. This is what the enemy convinces of us. The enemy does not need to try and force us to commit sin or to do evil things. The enemy only needs us not to do good. This is what he does, to delay and to distract. And many of us do this. We postpone prayer, we avoid forgiveness, we delay repentance, and we do not live our faith in this world today. The parable today, however, thankfully does not end with fear, but rather it ends with praise. And Christ praises the two servants, one who was given 10 pieces of gold and one who was given 5 pieces of gold. He praises them for the work that they did with that gold, the investment that they had. They all have different outcomes. One receives 10 more pieces of gold. One receives 5 more pieces of gold. But even though the outcome is different, the reward is the same. They both receive a reward. The reason for this is Christ does not demand equal results from every person. And this is sometimes what we do. We see someone else so much further in their spiritual life, so much further in their life, and we say, oh, I want to be like that. And when we don't achieve it, we become upset with ourselves. We start to compare ourselves with them. This is the worst thing that social media has done to us, is that we go on social media and we assume everyone else has all those things and we're the only ones that don't. That's not how it works, I promise. We are not required to have the same results. The only thing that Christ demands of us is faithful effort. That we work together, and we work, even if it's just a little, that we receive something with what we have been given. And we may be disappointed with our spirituality, myself included. I wish I would be more prayerful. I wish I would do fasting more. I wish I'd be more attentive to those around me. But our faith is not something that just transforms us overnight. Our faith, the Orthodox faith, is a faith that is slow and gradual. It's a faith that takes time. It's a faith that we start and we use our entire lives in order to transform ourselves and to transfigure ourselves into Christ. St. Ephrem the Syrian says, little by little a man advances, but he who runs and rushes fails. And we see this sometimes when people try and rush into the faith and start to fail, and they start to get disappointed with themselves and they don't move on. So in this coming year, when Christ says, do business with what you have been given, invest with what you have been given, what does that mean? That means praying even if we don't want to. Fasting humbly, not perfectly. Confessing honestly and not trying to hide our sins from ourselves or from God by trying to justify what we have done. And by loving concretely and not abstractly, which means not saying, oh, I love everyone in this world, but when somebody needs help, we say, oh, not that person. Loving with all our heart. Because every time we do this, every small act we do is an offering we give to the King. So, as we stand at the end of the year and we begin a new year next week, the gospel gives us a warning. It says, do not waste that which I have given you. For when the King returns, he is not going to ask us, how did your year go? How busy were you? How difficult was it? Or how much We wanted to do something and we didn't do it. Because we sometimes hear this and say this. Oh, I wanted to do that. I wish I could have done that. I was going to do that. It's the famous word from husbands around the world. I was going to do that. Okay? That is not what Christ will ask us. Christ will only ask, what did you do with that which I gave you? What he placed in our hands. I pray that in this coming year, we are not just merely faithful in our belief, but we are also faithful in our actions. So that on that final day, when Christ returns, he will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.